Well, now, he said.
Sir?
Well, now, he said, shall we...
Oh, yes, of course, sir, she said.
And the simple child began to undress him. He found it extraordinary to stand in the midst of this elegant, very nearly decadent room, and have a little child who stood barely to his waist reach up with her little fingers and pluck at his buttons, undressing him. Altogether, it was so remarkable, he submitted passively, and soon was naked, although she was still attired.
"What is this?"
she asked, touching a key around his neck on a silver chain. "Just a key," he replied.
"You'd best take it off," she said. "It may harm me."
He took it off. She dimmed the gaslights and then disrobed. The next hour or two was magical to Henry Fowler, an experience so incredible, so astounding, he quite forgot his painful condition. And he certainly did not notice that a stealthy hand slipped around one of the heavy red velvet curtains and plucked away the key from atop his clothing. Nor did he notice when, a short time later, the key was returned.
"Oh, sir,"
she cried at the vital moment.
"Oh, sir."
And Henry Fowler was, for a brief instant, more filled with life and excitement than he could ever remember in all his 47 years.